Biggest NFT project out of Hollywood has finally hit the streets. We got the team who's behind the project and got all the alpha for you about Omega Runner. You do not want to miss this show. Welcome to Goats in the Metaverse, my friends. I got my colleague here with me. Booyah! Yasi Hassan. Yasi. You got a lot of names. What is the dealio, sir?
What is the dealio, Stan, my man? Well, like you said, the biggest project out of Hollywood to hit the NFT streets has finally arrived. I'm pretty excited about it because I'm pretty attached to it. I am one of the co-producers involved in the making of Omega Runner. It's a Metaversal Studio production and Clubhouse Pictures collaboration. We'll go into more detail about that. We're also doing some great giveaways on today's show. And we may even be adding something to the vault, to the goat vault. So goat vault go up all today. So without giving away all of the info on the show, maybe we should cut into what is Omega Runner and play the tape.
Let's go to the video tape, Gabby. Booyah. Well done, sir.
Run the race, run the world. Let's bring on the Omega Runner team.
Are they running? What are they doing?
Yo! Whoa. Man, that trailer got me hyped!
This is history. You know, this is history in the making. Two reasons. One, this is Metaversal's first project, so congratulations to Yasi and the Metaversal team. And two, this is the first time we had five people on screen. I don't think we've ever had that before. This is goats in the Metaverse history right here, boys. Welcome to the show, guys.
We enter us into the history books, baby.
What an honor to be one of the five.
Yes.
We got the
Bryce and Brian, we had you on the show a little while back. What's been happening? And Blaze, before they jump into that, maybe you want to introduce yourself for people who don't know you.
Yeah, happy to do it. I'm Blaze Hemingway. I'm one of the co-creators, co-founders of this project, Runner, aka Omega Runner. My day job when I'm not, screwing around in the Media 3 Web 3 space is I'm a Hollywood screenwriter. I wrote this movie right here, Clifford the Big Red Dog. I wrote a movie called Vampires vs. the Bronx on Netflix that I did with Lorne Michaels, who you might know from Saturday Night Live. Spent a long time in the Disney Animation Story Trust. So when we were there, we did Frozen, Big Hero 6, Zootopia, a bunch of cool shit like that. And I got to work with some really incredible OGs in animation who taught me pretty much everything I know. And then I linked up with my two buddies here, Bryce and Brian, who I've known for, going on 12 years, I guess. And we started thinking up this new idea, this new story universe that we called Runner.
By the way, my kids love a lot of those movies.
Good.
I'm a fan of Clifford. I thought that was very well done.
Thank you, sir. We're proud of it. Yeah, we wanted to take an ET approach to Clifford, because there's a lot of parallels there. Magical creature helps a girl work through her adolescent issues and come of age. So yeah, super psyched. Thank you. And thank you to your kids for helping pay for the lights here. We appreciate it.
I know. $2.99 on Prime Video.
I got the check. Yeah.
Bryce and Brian, no strangers to the show, but maybe a quick reminder to who you guys are for our fans and for our viewers. When Blaze says, he calls his buddies, who are his buddies and what have you guys been up to?
So, my name is Brian Unkelis. First of all, thanks for having us. It's always fun to be on this show. I love your guys' vibe. For a long time, I've been a film and television producer, have produced movies. Most recently, Look Both Ways with Lily Reinhart, which was number one on Netflix. Mike, which is about Mike Tyson, which is on Hulu now, and starring Trevante Rhodes. Early in my career, I was co-producer on Hunger Games. I did I, Tonya, Bright, Project Power, a bunch of movies. And the project that I am most excited about, they're all my babies, but the one that I really am so freaking excited about is Runner. And I can't wait to talk about it. We're telling stories in a story in a totally different way. And it's been a blast working with Blaze and our other partner, Cedric Nicholas Trayon, on this, and just really expanding a fully realized world that has amazing car culture in it. And we'll talk more about it. But Bryce, you want to maybe dive into your background?
Yeah, I'm happy to talk about it. So my name is Bryce Anderson. I've been a Hollywood movie development producer here for about 10 years. I started my career at United Talent Agency. Then I went to Warner Brothers. I've been working with Brian for the last 7 years. And throughout that time, I've been trading crypto, just in my own personal life. And then 2021 happened, and it was like there was suddenly culture and blockchain colliding in this, fun, exciting world we call NFTs, which is how I find myself here.
So you're the degen in the gang.
Yes.
You got any alpha? You got any good trading tips for us in this crypto market? In this crypto market?
It's funny. I'm not necessarily the person who's trading on graphs, right? I'm the person who's like, I trade things that I like. And the stuff that I've been into really recently has just been like really young up and coming artists on FX Hash. It's honestly been like what I've been spending time in. Buying things for 2 Tezos, 5 Tezos, right? Like really small stuff. But it's been fun because you're collecting, straight from artists.
That's awesome.
The right answer was Omega Runner is where the alpha is at. So let's talk about Omega and that world. What's the 60 to 90 seconds? What is Omega Runner? What is this world that you guys and we've been building? Tell us more.
Yeah, so as you saw in the trailer, which again got me super hyped, the trailer, you see that speed is the currency of power. And what does that mean? It's like, well, imagine if Earth is basically all grounded in warrior culture from the beginning of time. Whoever's the strongest, most badass, kick-ass, they got to lead their tribe. And then when two tribes intersected and fought one another, it was like the more powerful tribe won, conquered land. And this basically carries us all the way through to modern day. And so much of our technology, everything that we have and know, and so much of our culture is dictated by being a warrior culture. Now, what we're saying here is in this space, speed is the currency of power. So if you go back to the beginning of time, it was the fastest person in the tribe, the runner, that then became the leader. And then when two runners from other nations would race against one another, it was the championship runner who would have domination. And then what happens when you take culture, technology, religion, all of those things, style, streetwear, and you put, you take that 20,000 years in the future with a culture that is dictated where speed is the currency. And it sort of all culminates for the ultimate position of power. And that is determined in a 21-day Omega race. And the Omega race goes around the entire planet of Omega, passing through every nation. And the winner of that race, which occurs basically every 800 days, what they call a cycle on the planet of Omega, becomes the Omega Protector, which is the leader of this entire world. So quite literally, speed is the currency of power. And if you are the fastest, if you pilot the fastest vehicle, if you are the championship runner, you do rule overall. Run the race, run the world, literally.
Run the race, run the world. Speed is the currency of power. We are going to do a giveaway for fastest fingers. We'll get more into that in a moment. So how does that translate? I know you guys have done a comic book, and that's where it all started. Tell us about that. And there's an NFT that is out. We'll talk about that. But tell us about the comic book.
Well, I'll talk comic real quick, and then I'll hand it off to my much smarter colleagues. The comic I wrote, and we worked with a fantastic Euro anime style comic book illustrator, Fabrizio Cosentino. He is incredible. He did a great job. So issue 1 is out right now. Issue two is just about done. Issue three is written. But we have a long view for this. You know, we have all of these 6-issue arcs, but we also have a long view for 100 issues that we're telling a larger story. And the cool thing about these comics is it's a cool way to explain the rules of the world of Omega and to introduce you to 8 central characters whose stories we're going to tell. But that's only a small fraction of the infinite amount of stories to tell within this storytelling universe. So yeah, the comic is your sort of way into understanding the world so that you can engage with this shit in Web3 in a more dynamic manner.
So guys, tell us about the first drop, right? Was it exclusive to the comic book holders, or
the first drop came in, it was a couple weeks ago, and it was, you know, we let people buy the physical comic online, and then buying the physical comic delivered to their door also got them access to the first edition NFT mint. And so that's a limited edition, you know, there's only 1,000, all access pass to the Omega Runner universe. That will come with all kinds of perks long term, and also, you know, in the short term, those holders, there's some experiences that are available to them, as well as, you know, they will have access to the comic, every issue of the comic online when we get to that point. So there's a lot going on with that that's really exciting.
So as a holder, so there's only 1,000 NFTs in the collection, in the Genesis collection,
as of right now. It's an access pass, so this is the first entry into the Omega universe. I would say you know, the direction we're heading is towards a character collection, which will have, you know, 10,000, many more NFTs, and you know, that might be like the primary token or the most story driven token of the collection. But I think what we wanted to do is drop something that was special for the really true early believers, the people that have, you know, been with us in Discord and been talking about this story and been excited about this story and all the different nations and all the different, like, you know, facets of the world. And we wanted to reward those holders with something that would, you know, demark their early involvement.
And if I'm not mistaken, the comic book was about $25, right? If I'm not mistaken, that was the original purchase price.
Yeah, the comic book and NFT for $29 shipped to your door.
Boom. So you guys literally are providing value on top of value. You got a physical comic book produced and designed and written by real deal Hollywood guys, as I like to call you. And you got to mint an NFT if you were a holder. There's only 1,000 of them in existence. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you guys actually refunded gas money to the people that bought it. I minted 4, full disclosure. You guys owe me about $8. I'm not going to send you the bill. So that's on me. We're good there. But I mean, like,
you're keeping the lights on for Blaze once again.
We're just trying. Yes.
And it's really, I mean, Stan, it's really the tip of the iceberg too, because, like, you know, as Bryce alluded to, you're talking about, like, we have a long-term vision for these comics. So you're talking about the opportunity to have, in addition to all the utility that comes with the NFT and all the future perks, and we got big fucking cool perks that are coming down the road for that first edition NFT. And
hold on. Alpha.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
There's alpha. Big things coming.
Alpha alert. Right? Yeah. You muted.
Muted.
There you go. You're right. So excited. I was so excited.
I was like, listen, Alpha is here. What's the floor price right now for the NFT?
I think, last I checked, 0.16.
Is it 0.16? Yeah. And it is
so that 0.16.
Yeah.
Not financial advice.
Big things are coming.
And we talked about some of them yesterday with the citizens of Neo Tokyo. But yeah, look, there's big shit coming. If you hold on to your NFT for 21 days, there's extra big shit coming. So be advised, if you hold on to that first edition NFT for 21 days, there's more perks coming there. Yeah, as one,
and
one
that's,
of the things
that's not public news, so people don't we haven't publicized that. So that is
so
that is some
that
real. It's some real alpha that is coming out on the show.
I'm gonna mute myself.
No, please, this is why we brought you on. We want alpha, we want leak, we want everybody to get
if we're not gonna drop it on Yossi's show, when are we yeah, come on, give yourself the exclusive. We want to drive up the numbers here too. It's you know, synergy and shit. But there's lots of big things coming, and it's funny, we were just talking comics this morning, and you got to figure, like, a comic book in a comic book shop, you're going to spend at least $2.99 now. You can basically, like, if you get in at this floor price, like, you are getting a subscription to something that potentially goes 100 issues. So even if you just love comics, you are getting, and you own it. It's not like a subscriber's digital service or something. You own those. As long as you own the token, you have unlimited digital access to that. So, I mean, we've packed an incredible amount of value in this thing because we, again, like Bryce said, we want to reward the people that are like, all right, you fuck with us early, like we're all the way in, and you know, we roll with you. So, we're really excited to reward those people that have been hanging tough with us and really engaging, and yeah, so we're psyched about it. If you have a first edition NFT, you're gonna be taken care of. Trust.
And I mean, I saw a tweet the other day. By the way, I love your energy. Just for the energy, you should buy the NFT. I saw a tweet the other day that said, I'm trying to quote it, but it said something along the lines of like, all the Netflix shows have been promised, all the, you know, animated series have been promised. We have yet to see anything actually happen. Now I'm not going to sit here and say, you guys, you know, ask you what's happening in that realm. If somebody was to release some sort of show, right, or some sort of Hollywood production, there, you guys are the team to that has the experience to do such a thing. Is that a fair enough point to say?
Yeah, I think that's fair. You know, it's just we have a lot of mileage in the industry. Collectively, I don't know, maybe 35, 40 years of years doing it. And so, and it's interesting because there is a degree of naivete in the space about what goes into pivoting from what is a really successful NFT community project into actually getting something on a streamer or up on a screen. And a lot of what it requires is actually right at the beginning of the whole process. It's those foundational decisions that are made. It's the conceptual hook. It's the people that are actually executing upon it, like a top level screenwriter like Blaze and director like Cedric. And it's also the specificity of the world building. And there's this fluidity in a lot of projects that just kind of some of the rules and the parameters, which are so important later, are not paid attention to. And so what we really have done here is built something that we feel can lend itself to a lot of different mediums, obviously comics. And eventually we feel there is possibility for an animated show or a movie. It takes time, and we can't just say that's going to be something that happens immediately. But it will be something that we are moving toward. And we can execute on that. We have in the past, and we'll continue to do so.
Danny, I think if before you go into your question, you know, why did Metaversal back Omega Runner? Let's talk about it just from my perspective as an investor in this production and a co-producer of it. Is the sense that there is a real franchise that can be built here. There is a real community that can be built here. This world where speed is the currency of power is a completely new way to think about how we interact and what we do. And it has racing, it has different characters, it has the underdogs, it has the heavyweights, it has technology, it has all of these elements that play on different parts of culture that can be translated into a really epic NFT drop. It can be translated into an awesome animated series. It can be a comic book. It can be a collectible. It can be a game. It can be a trading game. It has all the potential for all of those things. And our job today is to bring in those first 1,000 true fans, those first edition holders. And that's why when Blaze says, you know, we're going to do good by those first fans, it's because those are the people that then become our evangelists about the story and become our runners. And we say, run with us. And the people that run with us are going to be part of that. I was listening yesterday or the other day about Sylvester Stallone talking about not being able to get the movie rights to Rocky. And for creators and for people that have been part of that story together with him, that's really sad that, one, he's not even able to own that IP. And two, anyone who participated in that IP wasn't able to be part of that journey. And we want to recreate all of that here using this kind of story of a mega runner.
And kudos to you guys, because I think, and I'm going to assume that the crypto winter and the bear market had something to do with it. But you guys came out with basically a free mint, right? And you're offering somebody tremendous value and potential value, whereas other projects were basically saying, listen, we have Hollywood producers, Hollywood animators, whoever it might be. So we're going to charge you one Ethereum or 0.75 or half an Ethereum or 2.5 Ethereum, whatever these projects were charging. And with the idea, right, with the sales marketing tool that potentially we're going to go and build this crazy franchise. You guys said, we're not going to charge you, you know, we're charging you $29. We're coming out with a comic book.
We have legitimate. Yeah, we don't view it as like a Kickstarter campaign, right? And I think, so to be really clear, this isn't the funding we need just to go execute on all of these things out of this part of it. It is a really genuinely, we want to build this community. Because that will also inform the creative. It's more of a creative process thing than anything. A lot of times when you're working on film or television, you work in a vacuum and you don't get to actually share it with the audience, maybe a preview deep in the post. And what's so fun in this is we're bringing the actual viewers right up to the top and we're working with them and building and it'll make the storytelling better. You can't go full, democratic. Everybody has the same voting voice, which actually Bryce did some research into. It will feel rudderless. So that's why you can build it as a way where you still have a vision with Blaze and Cedric moving in one direction, but you harness everybody's contribution. And there's so many great ideas. And that's what this is about for us. And I think that's maybe what differentiates it from the people that were trying to charge a lot, because they were actually trying to fund it through that also.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I just want to add on to that. Again, one of the perks of the first edition NFT is it is your access pass to the writer's room, which is run by me. And it works, you know, it's a little bit bigger than your traditional writer's room because we're opening it up to our first 1,000 holders. But, you know, by the way, not necessarily everyone is going to want to fully engage in a writer's room space, but the opportunity there is to be in there. I'm going to say, hey, here's the vision for issue 3. Here's some of my ideas. What do people think? Do you have ideas? And that works just like a normal Hollywood writer's room, whether you're doing an animated television series, a live action television series. You know, you just kind of open up and people throw shit at the wall, and some of it's terrible and some of it's fine and some of it's amazing. And then it's kind of just up to me to kind of conduct that room, take the ideas that work and say, all right, how do we feel about this? And then Cedric and I can fold that into the comic. And I also would just want to say too, just going back to the comic, the amazing thing about the comic is it puts us in active development for an animated series, because a comic book is literally a script and storyboards, which are the two elements that you need before moving into animatics, which is what you do before you move into animation. So I look at all of this, everything we're doing in terms of like community engagement, doing the comic book, you know, all of that stuff is all we're actively moving into development. And that's the opportunity that Yossi and our friends at Metaversal have given us, which I can't thank you guys enough for having the faith in us.
That's amazing. One thing I want to say is that, like, I know as, you know, somebody that watches a lot of movies and avid TV show fan, one, sometimes you watch a TV show or a movie and you're like, holy shit, I watched this whole show and the ending's absolutely awful, right? And you're like, I wish they could just change that, right? Or like the conversation's always like, is there a way to have an alternative ending in certain movies and certain shows? But you know, you're giving access to the community that could be involved in that process. Maybe they're not designing the ending, but they're providing certain building blocks to be involved And I think that is really, really smart. And I think that makes sense. And I think that is an innovative way to create something and bridge the gap between Web 2 and Web 3. So kudos to you guys.
Thanks, brother. And the writer's room gives us that opportunity to beta test those potentially bad endings, right? Because people are like, no, that's not satisfying at all. We're like, oh, okay. We've been advised. Sorry, I cut you off, Bryce.
No, I was just going to say one of the most exciting things about, you know, creating an NFTs and storytelling NFTs, I guess, specifically, is that, you know, the Web 2 model, consumers are all the way at the end of the chain, right? Where the creation happens somewhere over here, and then the execution happens for many, many months, and then the marketing happens, and then finally they sell it to you, you get to consume it, and they're like, that's what you get. And the exciting thing about Web 3 is you take the consumer from the end of the chain and you bring them up and you put them, you know, not quite at the beginning, but like really, really close. And then with that little bit of interaction to those, you know, the 1,000 true fans, right, the closest fans, you can build something that if that group likes it, you know, you can be pretty sure that it can go out into, you know, the broader world with a little bit more, like a little bit more, I guess, just like a little bit more mileage on it, knowing that it works for this group means it'll probably go and translate to, you know, the larger.
Yeah, I think, you know, we have a deal with Netflix, and we've got a ton with Netflix and other studios around town. And there is, if you knock on the door, there's a strong likelihood that we'll be let in to the house, right? Like, but what would be the dream is that when we knock on the door, we have a ton of friends with us, right? And we have all of the different things that we have been building, like what Yossi is saying, the games, all this stuff, so that it's just like, we're not necessarily just like let in and say like, you know, maybe we'll go do this. We have such a collective spirit and energy that it's undeniable, and that they will be eager to go make this thing. And there's a lot more creative direction that you can take when you have that energy, and there's a lot financially more leverage. And so it's taking the asking for permission out of it, and instead, let's just go and do it. Let's build it together. And it's really exciting to do it that way. And I think it will work.
Of course it's going to work. So where if somebody wants to be involved, wants to join the community, where do they find you? How do they find you? Where do they go? Give us all the deets.
The deets are omegaxrunner.xyz or omegaxrunner on Twitter.
That's Z for you. Americans,
XYZ for you Americans, or Omega X Runner on Twitter. Also, you can catch it on secondary on OpenSea. So for those first edition NFT, Omega Runner first edition. Some things you heard on the show that you maybe shouldn't have heard, but some of the alpha for those of you that are holding the first edition NFT for 21 days, because there are 21 days in the Omega race. You have to be in it for 21 days in order to qualify and win the race. There'll be some pretty awesome surprises, no longer surprises, but surprises that are going to be coming your way. So hit that up. And I think we're going to do a little giveaway on this show. So let's do it.
What are we doing, Yossi? What are we doing?
We're giving away a first edition NFT to people who comment on the show. And the question that they need to comment on is, how many days do you need to be in the Omega race for to win the race?
Oh, you gotta get that answer right. I know the answer. We're gonna pick one.
The bar has never been lower.
Let's see somebody actually watches the show. But we're gonna pick one random comment winner. Hopefully this can be more than one winner, more than one person that commented, which means more than one.
There were 21 people that commented.
Oh, see what you did there.
I don't know.
This is why they pay him the big bucks. Awesome to have you guys on the show. Obviously, I'm pretty excited about Omega Runner. It's been a real privilege and pleasure working with the three of you and with Cedric, who's out in Paris shooting a movie. And I was saying today to our team that actually, you know, yesterday was actually day zero. It's day zero. This is the start of the race. This is the start of the project. And this is really the start of building out our community. And I'm very excited to be going out and doing that together with you.
Same. Thank you for having us. And thank you, Yossi, for everything, man. Really appreciate it.
Congratulations. I recall last time Bryce and Brian were on, they said that I could be in the movie. So I'm rooting for you guys. Very hardcore, because this is my only chance to become the Hollywood star I always dreamed of being. So I hope.
Bro, if there's a goat in the animated series, you're voicing him. Put that shit on lock.
I was thinking, like, you know, underground parts dealer or something like that. But
I got a show with watches, whatever you need. We got it.
Yeah.
I can be versatile, right?
I think you're the shady guy on the corner who can get it for you.
I like it.
That's cool. You run the underground market of the parts you need to get a little edge in the race. I like it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, maybe some pinch accelerators. Okay, we're going to workshop it in the writer's room, which, of course, you can go to because you're a first edition NFT holder. Ooh. All right, fam. See what I did there? Dude, thank you guys so much. This was amazing. Best time.
Later. Thanks, everybody.
Later.
Bye. Bye.